get to Heather with the news.
Well, three Americans, including Metro Detroit native Paul Whelan, landed on U.S. soil late Thursday night after being released from Russia in the largest and most extensive prison swap since the Cold War. It's absolutely incredible. The three deplaned in San Antonio shortly before 3 a.m., officially marking the beginning of their next chapter, you know, free and back home in the U.S. They embraced for a photo. Family was there, right? Whelan did tell reporters with a smile on his face, "I'm glad I am home. Yeah, I'm never going back there again." Rightfully so, right? Yeah. After that. He also said that he received thousands and thousands of letters from supporters, so many that the Russian Federal Security stopped giving them to him. So he thanked everybody for their support over the 5 years he was there. Mike, a 13-year-old grizzly bear at the Detroit Zoo, had to be euthanized after several months of health complications. Mike, he was one of three brothers at the zoo, and he began showing symptoms of discomfort, a lower appetite earlier this year, and then he eventually wasn't even able to stand up after, you know, being in a lying position. Wow. Pretty sad. And after doing everything that they could to help Mike, the zoo said that they saw no improvement, and they actually saw his health continue to decline. So they eventually made that decision to euthanize him. Said it was a tough day at the zoo for sure for all the employees who worked with him. But he was rescued with his brothers Boo and Thor in 2011 after being orphaned in the Alaskan wild. Huh. And then
Thor is a great name for a bear.
Made their home right there at the Detroit Zoo. For sure. Yesterday was Better Maid's 94th birthday. So Better Maid was founded in 1930 in Detroit with the goal of making better potato chips. I mean, quite the goal, right? After surviving the Great Depression, Better Maid found its home along Gratiot Avenue on Detroit's east side in the 1940s. Then, of course, they expanded, right? They had multiple flavors. Different snack lines came out as well. And now Better Maid is the only original potato chip company to continue on in Detroit. They've stood the test of time. And to celebrate their 94th year in business, Better Maid has now released some new kettle-cooked potato chips in three flavors: original, zesty jalapeno, and sweet Maui onion.
All right. I'll take some of those, the zesty jalapeno.
I'll say the jalapeno ones. Give me some of those.
Plus, to celebrate, they're also going to be giving away giveaways on Facebook and Instagram weekly throughout the month of August.
Love it.
There you have it. Scary news. Cleveland Browns running back Deontay Foreman had to be airlifted to the hospital on Thursday after suffering a neck injury and a really scary, scary injury in practice. The Browns did release a statement. They said that he suffered a direct blow to the head that ultimately led to having neck pain. They had to immobilize him, rush him by ambulance, and then airlift him to a hospital. They did note that he did have movement in all of his
extremities.
Yes, so that's good. And hopefully he can make a full and speedy recovery.
It's always a fear that players have of, you know, the risks involved. And,
sure.
Hey, you know, if it's a knee or if it's an ankle or if it's an arm, it's a shoulder. Like, those things are, you expect to happen at times. It's the neck injuries that really scare you.
Very, very scary. John, your favorite actor is supposedly closing out the Olympic Games with some wild stunt.
Did you see this?
Tom Cruise, he's got this epic stunt to close out the Olympics and then pass the flag to Los Angeles for the 2028 Games. So apparently the plan involves Cruise rappelling down the top of the stadium, and he's going to like land right there on the field carrying the official Olympic flag. And then on the TV broadcast, they're going to cut to a previously recorded segment basically of like his journey in an airplane flying with the Olympic flag from France to LA, and then he's going to skydive down to the Hollywood sign. And you might remember people saw him do this earlier at the Hollywood sign, but nobody really like connected the dots to the Olympics. So I mean,
it'll be fun.
I know you don't like him, but
it'll be fun.
It is fun. He's been involved in the Olympics in the past. He carried the torch in 2004 and did some other things. So there you have it.
That's cool.
I'm going to end with my favorite story of the day, Simone Biles, of course. She made Olympic history. If you weren't watching on Thursday, she earned the gold medal in the individual all-around final. Not surprising, but there was a little bit of competition, which I was happy for. I mean, you pretty much knew if she was able to perform all of her skills, she was going to win gold. Because her level of difficulty is so extreme, she has a little wiggle room. She can have some errors because everything she's doing
is
so hard. But she did have a pretty big error on the bars, which is not her strongest routine. So she was in second place for a little while, and you thought, well, maybe there's a chance she might not get gold, but she did, and completed her redemption tour.
Yeah.
With
good
the
for
gold.
Her.
And there's more chances for her to get more medals still. So
yeah. She probably will win
yes.
even more medals.
She will,
she's
probably,
incredible.
Yes.
That's Heather with the news.